All right, welcome back. We're in our third session, session three. We are connected socially. So there's really three questions, one observation and three questions. So the first one, what might be some of the benefits of married couples having separate friends, and what are the dangers?
I said, separation tends to, it kind of keeps it more fresh in terms of activities you do, because it can be kind of repetitive. So it's a way to kind of break the pattern for momentarily. So that can be a plus if you're not, you know, you're trying to stir the pot a little bit and you're trying to get out and try a different experience, you know, because each person has their strengths and their weaknesses. Each person is unique. So time you spend with other people, you can grow from as well.
Right.
And I said one of the dangers of that is they might find too much value in the other person. They might spend more attention there than with their spouse.
Right.
So.
Okay, yeah, I said similar to some extent, but I think it's nice to get, like, some one-on-one time, especially for me, like, with another girl. Typically, that's what my friends are. So,
right.
Like, you know, like, girl talk, like,
right.
That kind of idea.
Right.
And then also, like, it's like a friend that's, like, a friend for you, not just, like, for you as a couple,
right,
so that can be nice. But I think the danger is misunderstandings and miscommunication and jealousy are, like, really easy to come up.
Right.
Like, I've seen that with a lot of my friends. Like, if I'm just friends with them and they don't really have a connection to you, they tend to get jealous of us, or you or me might feel jealous of, like, something like, why would you
right.
do that with that person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think it's just a lot easier to have misunderstandings
right.
and, like, jealousy and miscommunication.
Yeah. Okay. What might be some of the benefits of married couples having mutual friends?
I said on this one, it's nice to be able to, like, have double dates, and when you're with another couple, it's typically easier to share, you know, like, couple-related stories or do couple-related activities, where, like, if there's a fun couple story about you and I wouldn't really want to share it to, like, one of my single friends, just because it's, you know, it's... I don't
really
like
couple feeling.
Yeah, it's a couple
feeling. So, like, there's a lot of relatability to be with someone who, like, knows both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
they can connect with us on both levels. And a lot of times I feel like it's just a lot of fun to even hang out with, like, a couple, especially that gets along with us really good. And I feel like it even does grow us as a couple when we hang out and are in a scenario with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the next is just an observation. You know, couples have a hard time maintaining a relationship. You know, 45% of them end in divorce. So obviously it's hard just for two people to share the same interests or opposite or whatever to get along. And now to make another couple, now there's four people. And, you know, so not only, I mean, it's easy for you. You might have some friends and it's just, do I like him? Do we get along?
Right.
But now it's like, well, I get along with him, but I don't like his wife.
Yeah.
Or there's something weird there. Or you do like his wife, mm-hmm. but you have a problem with one of them. Or,
right.
you know, they just,
mm-hmm.
you know, you three share a certain interest and then you're left out or whatever it might be. Or sometimes you meet with couples and the two guys have been friends forever and now the girls are sort of new to the scene and they don't know each other. So the guys start rambling on about their past and what they've done and
right.
yep. what have you. And the ladies are like, okay, you know, it's, you know. So it's just hard. So the last question, what are some of the ideas to solving this dilemma of trying to find...
Yeah.
You know, people that you can relate to, both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, well, what I was saying, like, one thing to, is, like, okay, explore even for your own interests. Like, you might not think you necessarily like doing something, but if, like, a lot of people else in the group or at least two people like doing it, like, stretch yourself.
Okay.
Be willing to compromise and try. I think another thing, too, is, like, just be willing, like, especially in that scenario where you said, like, okay, especially with my friend, like, we both have that. We have a best friend, and, like, my best friend, you know, is now dating someone, and thankfully, you guys get along so
okay.
well, and
okay.
we're, like, great couple friends, but, like,
yeah.
I felt like you had to take the step, and he had to, and both be, like, intentionally
right.
trying
right.
to get
right.
to know the other person.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes you have to, like, push yourself to intentionally,
yeah.
you know, make an effort with especially a newer member of, like,
yeah.
a couple or a shared
yeah.
friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said something pretty similar. I said, I think it would be best for each person to do the activity that they like the most, and the friends that might not think that they like it. So, like, let's say I'm super passionate about hiking and you're not so much. I think it would be best to, you know, let's each person do something that they like. So we would go hiking one day, and then you try and look at all the pros about it. Well, I don't necessarily like walking, but I like the birds, or I like the trees, or I like the nature. Find something that you can compromise on, and then vice versa. If there's something that I might not like that you like, I'll go on the same.
So
team.
I try to take turns on who.
Take turns and
like
find what you guys can share in terms of similar interests. Yeah. Because then you might be like, yeah, I didn't like the walking, but I like being outside. Well, how about we camp? Oh, you know, so I think that just by the idea of trying new things, getting out there and being open-minded
seeing
about
if
it.
If you guys can find a common four-way connection
yeah,
of
right.
interest.
Yep.
And I think that's very mature about how you really have to try to fit in, because mm-hmm. the chances of four people just naturally meshing with all their
loving
interests
all the same things,
it's just really hard to yeah. make that. Now, mm-hmm. you know, I know when I was in Vancouver, we had probably three good couple friends that happened. You know, kid-wise, we matched, just everything lined up, and it was awesome. But I haven't had that really since, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's not the,
like,
so it's not like it's always going to happen. You probably have to work at it more and compromise. I think those are all good words. And even interests with, you know, yourself. My wife is into birding, okay? So she likes going out and the walk and looking for birds. She's got a big camera and so on. And, you know, so I will do that, but not... you know, there's no way I can do it to the extent that she does it.
Right,
she wants to do it four days a week or something, and I'm like, you know, once a month. You know, I saw, yeah, I've seen the birds. Okay, you know, and I try to, when I go, I try to enjoy it. I try to, you know, be active. I'm not just like, okay, this is my time to make you happy. Yeah. You know, yeah, you have to go into with some enthusiasm. I got the binoculars and, you know, I'm looking and what's that bird and, you know, those kinds of things. And she has the same thing with pickleball. You know, I like pickleball 4 days a week, and she's no way she's going to play. You know, if she plays once in a while. Now, when I know when I first started dating her, it was like I thought that we needed to be doing everything together. Mm-hmm. We had to share the same passion. I love swimming and water, and her family is afraid of water. They don't know how to swim, they, you know, and I'm like, okay, we gotta
some work to do.
And I, you know, I finally realized we can have a good relationship and not do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I can have a passion in something, and she can have a passion, and it's okay. It's not, but I had to learn that. So it's that, you know, that stretching thing. I think you need to stretch it, like you're saying. And I think sometimes we got to let people be who they are and be happy with it. It's like, you know, I don't
right.
have to force you to like something that maybe
like.
You just don't. And, you know, my wife, too, will go golfing with me like two or three times a year. And she actually does well. She's just, you know, she's pretty naturally talented at sports. She just doesn't like sports that much.
Mm.
She'd rather just sit on the cart and look at the nature and look for the birds. So if she comes and plays once, it's just fun, you know, and I let her hit as many as she wants. If she doesn't like what she hits, she hits another one. You know, I have a rule. I will not give you any advice whatsoever unless you want it, unless you ask for it. So I don't tell her anything. I don't say anything. You know, we have rules of it, how to do this. But, I think I like your answers, very mature, that, you know, you got to stretch a little bit, and sometimes you got to let people do what they're going to do. So the rest is really, list his friends, list her friends, list your mutual friends, and then list potential friends and the common interests that you could share with them. So this is something you can sort of do on your own. I would do it probably in the session, but we're not going to expose all your friends to the world, the internet, and so on. But I think it's a good exercise to go, okay, mm-hmm. let's take stock of who our friends are. These are my really close
right.
friends. These are your really close friends. Now, out of that big pool, who do we
who
think
we
is the best shot at being together, mm-hmm. and which ones are separate? And that's okay. You might have a friend that this is just your friend, and why shoehorn her into having to have a relationship
right.
with you, and it's like, okay, you know, my wife has friends that, you know, I rarely see, and she, you know, just spends time with them, and I don't have to get along with them. I don't have to like them. I don't have to anything.
Yeah.
And it works fine. But there are. It is cool to have those mutual friends, and if you can find people that all, you know, all four of you really get along, that is worth holding on to, and you know, keep that going if you can. All right, let's end this session too with a closing prayer. It's on page 21, so you can start together.
Thank you, Lord, for friends.
Help me connect with some of my fiancé's friends.
Help me connect with some of my fiancé's friends.
Help us, Lord, to spend time looking for other couples,
that need a friend and give us the energy and enthusiasm to invite them to something. Amen.
All right, perfect. All right, we'll see you again in the next session.